Heritage boats belonging to the Ladysmith Maritime Society are being moved to a temporary site until a permanent home can be found for the small fleet. Two vessels have already been hauled out of the water and stored at Saltaire Marine Services in Ladysmith. The rest will be moved in the coming week. "They'll go one by one, day by day," said Richard Wiefelspoot, executive director of the society. The society owns three restored dinghies, five motorized heritage vessels and a tour boat, he said. The 1938 Saravan tug, restored by volunteers and trainees, along with the 1947 C.A. Kierkegaard passenger vessel, restored and relaunched in 2021, are both at the new short-term site. For many years, the boats have been a key public attraction for the Ladysmith Community Marina, providing unique hands-on opportunities for young and old to get close and comfortable with the maritime heritage of our coast, the society said in a statement. The move was expected after the former Ladysmith Community Marina came under management of the Chemainus First Nation at the start of this year. The society was informed by the nation that it must move out of marine structures by month's end. For decades, the marina was operated and developed by the Maritime Society, which offered educational and recreational programs for the public. Under a 2022 reconciliation agreement with the province, the Chemainus First Nation took over the marina, which sits on a provincial waterlot lease. That lease was previously held by the city and granted to the society. It has been transferred to the Chemainus Nation. Chief John Elliott said in a statement on the nation's website, "Our ancestors lived on this land, thus Ladysmith Harbor has great significance to our community. This sets the stage for making things right. We embrace the economic and recreational opportunities at Ladysmith Harbor to build a sustainable future for current and future generations." The transfer has not gone smoothly. The society failed in December to convince a BC Supreme Court judge to grant an injunction that would have allowed it to continue managing the marina until a related court case was decided. In that court case, the society seeks a declaration that the marina facilities belong to the society. Discussions have been underway with the province regarding the ownership of floating boathouses, including the Welcome Center, Museum, Paddling Center, and Workshed, at the marina, Wiefelspoot said. The society maintains it owns the infrastructure, which it values at several million dollars, at the marina. This month, the society issued a plea for support to help fund legal costs. It used to count on about $1 million in annual revenue through its marina operations, a funding source that has evaporated. Meanwhile, the nation envisions redeveloping the marina and working toward a mini Granville Island in the area. Its development arm is working with the province to remediate portions of the harbor. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.